What's good? It's your girl Tessa. Just Tessa in the vibes. It is Wednesday. I'm just doing a little bit of gym dropping this morning. Nothing crazy. My special host isn't here right now, but that's okay. We hold it down in her absence. If you do not know, this is where we talk our shit, but we mind our business. So, I don't know what it's like with you guys, where you're at. It's 11:06 my time, and it's a sunny day. A little cold, but it's sunny. Hella time to spare, you know, doing some pickup for my groceries. So, I thought that I would... Thought I'd do a little bit of what's good, checking in, how everybody doing. I hope you're good on your mental, your physical, your spiritual, your emotional, and just all around everything for you. So I just wanted to come up here and share a little bit some of the gems I've been dropping, you know, to some of my people through, you know, Just Tessa's meme emojis, but maybe I, you know, just do it for the masses. So if you do not know what being humble is, you know what I'm saying, you know, keeping your humbleness. Is this a go for us? Great. Okay, so I had a conversation this morning and I was sharing a little bit of, you know, keeping yourself humble. And I think it's very important for people to know that being humble is not a bad thing. Okay, now depending on how you're going about it and what your outlook is on life, then it could be considered a bad thing for you. But what I want to come across and convey is that it's not a bad thing. Being humble is just making sure that you stay aware that your good can always get bad. You feel me? Your bad can always turn to worse. You feel me? Staying in the mindset of continuing to step, being solid, being blessed. You feel me? Being thankful. Because the reality of it is that anybody's yes can turn into a no. You feel me? Anybody's blessing can turn into a woe. All right? And I think the great thing about being humble and staying in humbleness, that doesn't mean that you don't go get the car that you want if you can afford it. It doesn't mean that you don't go buy yourself some nice clothes if you need it or you want it. It means that you don't let the dollar, nor the people, nor where you have risen to escape, to make you forget or become unaware that once upon a time you wasn't able to go afford those clothes. Once upon a time you were not able to, you know, get that car you wanted to get, etc., etc. It's just staying in preparedness and awareness. Okay, there's a million and one reasons why your yeah can turn into a no. Your blessing can turn into a woe. There's a million and one reasons. Okay? The biggest of them all is your actions. Right? Your actions, the energy that you put out, you feel me? The way that you move about things, you know what I'm saying? But most importantly, your actions. You know, and there's a lot of people out there that look give horses in the mouth, you know what I'm saying? They take advantage in a very bad way of their blessings. A blessing can be a thing, it can be a person, it can be a place. You feel me? It can be a quote, a scripture, or some say. You know what I'm saying? You don't know what you need until you need it. You know what I'm saying? Like you can really be in a very nice place in your mind, in your life, in your health, and the next thing you know, shit has gone amok. And I'm pretty sure there are people out there that you've heard, you've seen, where one minute, you know what I'm saying, like stories, right? You'll hear a story about a person who had perfect health and then they died in their 40s. You'll have someone, they may not have the best health and they're living to be 80. Right? You have some people out there, I mean, they have everything that they can imagine. Don't mean they didn't work for it, but they have it. Right? And you over here hoping to make it to next week. All right? There's a lot of things that can just switch up on you. All right? And one of those things is the balances. One of those things is also people or a person, right? And I was thinking, I said, you know what? I want to share this with, you know, my real niggas, you know, give a little bit of real nigga time and talk, because I feel like a lot of people have a lot of things to say, and a lot of people have a lot of great things to contribute to, you know, just gems that they drop, just jewels, just knowledge. And then there's a lot of people who just talking out the side of their fucking neck. You feel me? They seen some other people do it, so they said they can do it. They read a couple of books and they said, oh yeah, I can do this. This is nothing. You feel me? They had a couple of run-ins and all of a sudden now they're fucking gurus, right? You know what I'm saying? Et cetera, et cetera. And you have some great people out there, like Just Testing the Vibe. I am my host. We got some really, really great gems for you guys, and it's not force feeding. If you want to take the gem, you take the gem. If you don't, you don't. You feel me? Not in competition with anyone or anything. You feel me? We're in competition with the betterment and the with the betterment of Just Testa. You feel me? Ourselves. So if you want to know if something is for you, pay attention when it comes to people. If you want to know if someone is for you, right? We're stepping out of being humble, right? We're moving on to the next topic because I'm about to wrap up my outside time. So this will be wrapped up as well. This isn't an episode or anything like that. This is just a little minute. Go ahead and kick some 1, 2, 3s to you. But stepping out of that, right? You want to know if someone's for you or not? Pay attention to how hard you have to try to get them to be present. Pay attention to when you speak to them, it sounds like it falls on deaf ears. Pay attention to when you want to celebrate, they want to complain, right? Doing the wrong C, buddy. Okay? Pay attention to when you are experiencing different emotions. Maybe you're not always in the chipper mood. You're not always in the ray of sunshine. Maybe life has got you by the balls. Pay attention to how they communicate. Pay attention to how they listen. Pay attention to, you know, how they share their joy with you to bring you out of a dark place. Also, pay attention of the utmost to people who you have shared your vulnerability with, and they use it against you. And use it against you means that you shared with them, you've come from a place where you didn't trust people, or you had a terrible family ship or relationship or whatever, and all of a sudden, you know what I'm saying, you realize that they are doing the same thing, they're contributing to your trauma. All right. Pay attention to those people. Pay attention to places and things that do the same thing. Pay attention to jobs, family, friends. Pay attention to all that, because the reality of it is that sometimes you could be sleeping with an enemy. Sometimes you could be educating an enemy. Sometimes you could be working for the enemy. Sometimes you could be surrounding yourself with the enemy. And as much as people want to hate to admit it, that is not far-fetched. It is not far-fetched that you could be... One moment. Okay. It's not far-fetched that you could think that you have this awesome individual or this awesome blessing. Okay, unfortunately, my thing cut off, but I'm back. But I was saying, I am sharing this with you guys because one of my greatest accomplishments for myself and in my life is being able to observe and pay attention and peep and study. And not just study, you know, the typical things. Study in its entirety, in every word of the meaning, in every meaning of the word, excuse me. And I use a lot of different things for my research, for my study. People, places, things, social media, the face-to-face, it doesn't matter. I stay eyes wide open. And if you have not listened to season 4, episode 1 with Ayanaj, where we, you know, expounded on preparedness and awareness, then please do. We expounded on a whole multitude of things. Go check that out. Do not let that escape you. So I'm going to etch, you know, that in right here where don't be scared, be aware. Okay? Don't do that. Stay in awareness. Stay in preparedness. There's nothing wrong with being aware of your surroundings and your people. People think you're just supposed to be, you know, aware of, oh my gosh, there's, you know, there's a bear. Oh my gosh, there's a car driving, you know, crazy on the road. Oh my gosh, there's, you know, the weather is going to be crazy. No, you should stay in awareness and preparedness of your surroundings, people, places, and things at all times. And there's some people who agree, some people that wouldn't agree, but I don't waver on the trust I don't give trust so easily. You have to earn. You have to show that you're not like majority of mankind, which is corrupted, fucked up. They're users, abusers, etc., etc. Okay? So, being that as it may, I make sure that I pay attention to the things that people do not think to pay attention to, or think you're not paying attention to, or just choose not to pay attention to. Because I don't take anything me lightly. And I will say this over and over, neither should you. Neither should you. If something gives you pause, open your mouth, use your words, speak on it. If something isn't sitting right with you, use your words, open your mouth, speak on it. Do not speak on things from a point of how someone else is going to respond or react. The only thing you can control is yourself, period. All right. So whatever they choose to do is whatever they choose to do. The only thing that you're responsible for is how you convey your message and how you stand by your message. And be prepared for that individual to respond however they are to respond. But you should be aware that a person may not respond the same as you. They may not. They may respond angrily. They may respond calmly. They may respond cool, calm, collective. They may respond a million different ways. But the only thing you can control is yourself. And starting with that is how you convey a message. Tone, delivery, your wording, verbiage, however you want to word it. So be mindful of people, yes. But the only thing you're responsible for is how you control yourself. What's in your will to control. But I would not advocate nor send the message of standing idle while people, places, and or things seek to break you, destroy you, corrupt you, taint you, lead you astray. If it's not the direction you want to go in or the direction that's for you, open your mouth. If something is not to your liking, open your mouth. If something is suspicious, open your mouth. Now, these are the gems of which I choose and have chosen to bring to you, just to drop a little here. That, like I said, it's not an episode. I had a little minute to, you know, to sit right there and chop it up. So that's what I'm doing. I'm just chopping it up. I had some things on my mind and I felt like it needed to be shared with the masses, just from some things that I've been peeping from the masses. And also, I know it's about to be Valentine's Day. I've been seeing this all through the social media. Valentine, Valentine, Valentine. If you ain't that man's main chick, don't be expecting a Valentine. If you dot, dot, this, then the third, don't. I mean, just 100 million different things I've been seeing about Valentine's Day and what place you hold. First and foremost, Valentine's Day is a calendar celebration. This is my opinion, right? Every day that you have the blessing to be a part of someone's life and they cherish you and they have you here, you should be celebrating them. A day on the calendar should not be the reason why you celebrate them. The reason you should be celebrating them is because every day you're appreciative. Every day you're thankful. Every day you're grateful. However you choose to appreciate that person, that's your business. But do not rely on a holiday, a calendar day, whatever the case may be, your social norms or social media to dictate to you how to celebrate your person, your people, whatever your preference is, in the manner that you do. Every day you have the blessing to be a part of that person's life, you should celebrate them. You should celebrate y'all. You should continue to step forward. You should continue to move forward. You should continue to be in the betterment of you as a whole. Okay. Now, obviously, majority of mankind feels like, you know what, Valentine's Day, let's go wild out, let's get the flowers, the chocolate, let's rent a hotel room, blah, blah, blah. Whatever you choose to do is your business. Enjoy. Enjoy however you choose to enjoy. But you heard it here, okay? Celebrate your person or your people every day. Every day, okay? Do not save the sexy moments, the intimate moments, the loving moments, the compassionate moments, the together moments for a holiday, for a birthday. You feel me? Do that shit every day. You feel me? I know there's people out there who work. They got kids. They got responsibilities. Sometimes you're tired. Sometimes you can't fit it in. Sometimes money ain't what it need to be. I understand all that. I'm not a person who lacks understanding. Okay? You do not have to spend massive amounts of money to celebrate your person. You do not have to wine and dine them how everybody else wines and dines your person. You do what fits you guys. You may have a person who wants to go to a 5-star restaurant. Okay, that's who you chose to be with. You figure that out. You do what you do. You may be with someone who's cool with a home-cooked meal and sitting back having a nice drink and watching a movie with their lady or their man. Do it. You may have someone who, you know, they want a new game. You feel me? Go get them the new game. You know, you may be with a person that just want to be able to come home and not have to clean, cook, and take care of the kids for the day. Tend to it. There's a million and one reasons why and how and what and when and who, right? Make sure the person that is with you is truly for you. Because I'm fixing to tell you, if you're one of those people who feel like sometimes the world feels like it's against you or people are against you or whatever case may be, imagine sharing a bed, sharing a space, sharing a conversation, sharing an intimacy and a vulnerability with the person who is not for you and supportive for you and about you. Imagine that. Just sit back, have a moment that you are one of those women who wish that they had someone. You are one of those men who wish they had someone, right? And imagine you are one of those men and women who have someone, but they are not for you. Talk about a gaping hole. You're going to find a million and one reasons to be validated, starting with your person, and then you're going to seek others' affection and attention. And this is where I come in and I say, if the person you're with is not for you and do not know how to love you and choose to want to learn how to love you, not figure it out, but learn, then you need to do some reevaluating and some reassessing. Do not be afraid to stand up for yourself. Do not be afraid to support yourself. Do not be afraid to celebrate yourself. And do not be afraid to stop a person, place, or thing in all its tracks from playing with you. Y'all have heard this a million times from me. Do not ever allow anyone, anything, anywhere to play with you. You matter. I can't make you believe that. You have to know that and believe that. But nonetheless, you matter. And you have to take that serious. And taking that serious starts with self-awareness. Taking that serious starts with educating yourself, loving yourself, hugging yourself, cutting the bullshit out with yourself. Because how are you going to check someone else when you can't even check yourself? And stand on it. Just don't check it and be like, oh, well, okay. Stand on it. I don't like this, or I don't support this, or I'm not with this. Stand on it. If you're with the right person, they are going to make sure that they tighten the fuck up. They're going to make sure that they don't even put you in a complicated situation. All right. They're going to make sure they never leave you out to dry. If you're with the right person, it's going to show. That's going to tell you everything you need to know. I'm trying to tell y'all the best way to know is open your mouth and use your words. Go from there. Now, stepping into another turn. It is still, we're in 2024. We are in February. All right. So with that being said, I hope that your manifestations, your affirmations, your blessings, your prayers, your wishes, your hopes, your dreams, I hope they are taking shape and form in some way, somehow. I am hoping that you are staying solid to your purpose, staying solid to yourself. If it ain't in you, it ain't you. It cannot be on you. It has to be in you. And one of those things is loyalty, all right? You have to be loyal to yourself. You have to be loyal to the people you choose to be in your world, the people you choose to extend yourself to. That is a choice. That also, in a way, is a duty. But I hope things are starting to plant its feet properly and you are able to see those things and bring those things to fruition. I know things are hectic. The world is very busy. Life is very, all types of things. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's going through what they're going through differently in a million and one ways. Do not allow it to break you. Even when you feel like, you know, the pressure is hot, you reapply the pressure. Even when you feel like, you know, what it goes unnoticed, you do what you do for you. You don't do it for the validation or the other's eyes. You do it for yourself. Stay persistent, stay consistent, stay standing on business and everything you. And it may not turn itself into something this year. It may not turn itself into something next year. It may turn itself into something tomorrow. It may turn into something next year. You don't know. But that cannot be the reason that you fold on yourself. All right? The unknown has just as many ways of being awesome as it does to being scary. You just have to know, are you going to be more on the side of continue to plant your feet and step, or you're going to be on the side of, you know what, I'm afraid and I'm just going to fold up here? Because you want things to happen right now, the way you want them to happen, how you want them to happen, because it's happening for everyone else. Stop looking at everyone else. Stop comparing your relationships. Stop comparing your jobs. Stop comparing your household. Stop comparing your financial class. Stop comparing the way you look. Stop comparing the hair you have, the status that you have. Stop comparing your kids. Stop comparing your cars. Stop competing and comparing. Because half of the motherfuckers that you're comparing and competing with don't even fucking know you exist. And still wouldn't give a fuck that you exist if they did know. Step back into you. All right? And if you don't know, if you're one of those people out there that you're just fucked up and you're just using people so you can get yourself along or have some peace of mind for yourself while you're taking someone else, you already know what I feel about that. Go find the nearest window. But other than that, this is where we talk our shit and we mind our business. So if you have not done that today, make sure you're minding your business. If you're getting offended by anything I had to say, then you're minding mine and you should not be doing that. If anything I said does offend you, you don't agree, once again, this isn't a podcast where you have to agree or you have to like or you have to support. This is for real niggas. Okay? This is for general senses. If the shoe don't fit you, fucking keep on moving on about your business. But if you taking your foot out of your shoe that fits you to step into one of these, that is just so fucking funny. So that's your first problem. But this is just testing the vibes, and I just wanted to do a little chop it up, nothing crazy. And make sure you guys go listen to season 4, episode 1. I and Naj went through that, and we had a great time. We dropped a lot of gems. We have a lot of great things coming up. Make sure you go check it out. And if you have not listened to season 3, 2, or 1, go do that as well. There's many jewels. There's many laughs. There's many real nigga shit all through it, as well as... if you have not shot Free Your Lens, make sure you're doing that. Not for profit, make sure you stay that way. If you do not know what either one of those mean, the information is in the description. Please do go check it out. If you're not following the Just Testing the Vibes Instagram page, make sure you're doing that. Once again, all these things are choices. But yes, if you're pulling up, you should definitely be following. And make sure you have your notifications on. The season, you know, the episodes may come in between here and there. You know, we on our speed. We doing what we do. There's enough episodes and seasons to keep you lively and keep you going and keep you, you know, ready for more. So don't stop right at season 4. Like, oh man, there's no more. No, man, go revisit those other seasons because I know you ain't went through them all. Shit, sometimes I go back through them. You know what I'm saying? Give myself a little bit more pep in my step. You feel me? I like listening to the real shit. Bullshit has no life here. None. Kill it on sight. All right. Well, thank you for checking in. Peeping me, and y'all have a great day and stay blessed and do not allow the stress to fold you. Welcome.